If you want to see bears in Canada, it's worth thinking about whether you go for some East Coast or some West Coast viewing. Peggy Zorn is from EcoTours BC on the West Coast of Canada.
West Coast viewing is different from interior viewing in that we don't constantly have the salmon on our waters and on the coast. There's small areas where there's a salmon concentrated, especially some areas there's old fish hatcheries and that type of thing that the bears are drawn to. And the bears are very used to people being around. In our area, the bears are where you find them. It's natural wildlife viewing. We do get salmon runs, and the salmon runs do cause the bears to come to the river for their annual salmon feast.
If you were to go then on an interior tour to watch the bears, and what are you actually going to see?
When you come into the interior to see the bears, you not only see grizzly bears, you have the opportunity to see other animals as well, like moose, mountain caribou, mountain goat, a lot of smaller animals, a lot of birds on the rivers. We've got lots of waterfowl in the boreal forest and the alpine. We've got a lot of different kinds of birds up there as well. So there's many things, and it becomes not only a bear viewing experience, it's a well-rounded wilderness experience and an authentic Canadian experience.
When you're out there with the bears, obviously you say these are wild animals, so you need to be a bit careful. How do you know whether this is a safe place to be and whether this bear is going to get a bit narked with you?
My husband has become known as the bear whisperer, and he's had an extreme passion for the bears for pretty much all of his life, and he's followed the bears in the wilderness. He has learned about their habits, how they react in different situations, about their habitat, and with this knowledge, he's able to know how close he can come to that particular bear. The bears will tell you when it's time to back off. For instance, a lot of bears will bluff charge. They'll say, okay, I don't really like you here. I'm not sure whether you're more terrifying than me, so I'm going to try and bluff you. So they may bounce on their front feet and they may woof at you a little or something like that. When the bear throws his head down and he looks at you through the top of his eyes, you definitely know it's time to go. It's time to move out of his space. He doesn't want you there anymore, and he's going to make you leave if you don't. We've been doing this for over 30 years, and Gary has very well experienced with this, and our tours are safe for the clients and safe for the bears, and we don't push the envelope with the bears.
What kind of seasons can you see the bears in, and how does that change from, say, seeing them, you know, one part of the year from seeing them in a different part of the year?
We're one of the few, or probably the only one, that truly follows the bears from the time they leave the dens in the spring until they re-den in the fall. So in the springtime, they are in the lower valley areas of the mountains where it greens up first with their cubs, and they're more interested in getting their tummies full because it's been a long winter. In the summer, as the temperatures warm, the bears tend to move into the alpine. They don't all go there. Some stay on the rivers. So we have two methods. And we do an alpine hiking tour for bears where we take our time, glass the slides, and then we also use jet boat to run up the river. The one river Gary does particularly in the summer is he runs over an hour in the jet boat and then spends the day drifting down the river watching the bears and other wildlife that may be on the river, like the moose and smaller animals like beaver and the birds. And there's always something interesting to see on the river.
For you personally, if you were to go bear watching, when would you say was the best time to go?
Well, the fall season when the sockeye salmon runs come in, this draws the bears to the river, and that's probably where you'll see the most bears at one time. And you may say anywhere on any specific day from one to a dozen or maybe more. Gary has seen up to 17 in one day, depending on the river. And there again, people are in the jet boat. The one river we use a lot in the fall, he walks the boat down the river. So once you're up there, he gets out of the boat and starts watching for bears and literally walks the boat down the river. The clients are able to photograph the bears, and it's silent travel.
That's Peggy Zorn from EcoTours BC in Canada. For more information, see ecotours-bc.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.